teaching under the Jewish God. He was teaching as a Jew. He never, and Jesus was around, what was it, 600 years before? Literally like 600 years before Muhammad even been around. So that doesn't even make any sense. But they would try to clean.
No, they have to though, because they know he's real. So if someone like Jesus is in our history, and they're claiming Islam, they have to tie it into their shit somehow. It wouldn't. Jesus basically wouldn't make sense in their whole religion, you know. A prophet for what?
For the Jewish God.
Exactly, but they're... How is he a prophet for the Jewish God if Islam is the real religion?
Because they have a different God. Allah is a different God.
But, dude, you're not understanding me. They're, obviously, anyone who's in that deep into their faith, they have to stand on business that theirs is the only one true religion. So there's no way they could just chalk it up to, oh, Jesus was a prophet for the Jews. Because if Islam is real, you get what I'm saying?
No, you have to explain it a little better, because I'm not so much looking at
Because you're saying, I'm telling you, you're saying, you just said that they could just say, oh, well, Jesus was just a prophet for the Jews, right?
Yeah.
But how could they say that and also keep their faith of Islam? That contradicts each other.
Oh, because you're saying if they acknowledge that Jesus was a prophet, then they have to basically say that the Jewish God is the real God.
Exactly.
So they're trying to claim him for themselves to say their God is the real God?
Exactly.
Why wouldn't they just say that Jesus wasn't a prophet? Why are they saying that he is?
Because they probably know that he's real, bro, so they're like, fuck, if we just try to completely deny his existence, then we're fucking blaspheming God, probably. That's a whole nother conversation, bro.
And it's messed up, dude, because, like, but, the wars going on right now, it's literally just them believing that they need to destroy the other nation because God wants them to. It's fucked.
But you get what I'm saying? Did you get what I was saying now, though? About why they couldn't just say that about him being for the Jews?
No, because why wouldn't they from the beginning just say no? Jesus, you know, didn't know what he was talking about. None of that happened. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying why they can't say that he was a real prophet for another religion. That wouldn't make sense.
Why not?
Because, bro, obviously.
But you could still be...
Nah, bro. Now
they're acknowledging that he was a real prophet, and what are they saying? They're saying that he was actually just working under a law the whole time and didn't know?
I don't know if they think that he was doing it and didn't know, or that he did know. But they definitely do think he was a prophet for Allah. It's crazy, bro.
You know, as I was delving into all these things, bro, like just literally getting to know, you know, the actual Jesus and not just how it was my entire life, just knowing he was there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even when I was a teenager and I went to, you know, youth camps and youth group and, you know, all that church and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I still wasn't, like, I was still just fucking 16, bro. You know what I'm saying? I was young. And I was just like, yeah, God. Everything else didn't matter. It was like, okay, yeah, there's truth, but this is the actual way. This is the real thing. I feel like I found the treasure. You know what I'm saying? It was like I had found the answers to everything I needed. And it was like actually diving into the Bible with a real intention. So the metaphor of that is, you know, Bible is given as evidence and selling all their stuff, which the metaphor of that is selling all, you know, putting away, putting aside all your sins, putting aside, putting back all the things that people keep, and you know, getting rid of all the shit you ever had in your whole life. Field, you're buying that path, that work you have to do now, because we could just say screw all that, but if you came living my life on the beach, you're comfortable, right? God wants us to be more comfortable. God wants us to work, right, for that transformation, work for that receiving of the experience, and work for actually changing, and then maintain that throughout our entire life. And then gain the gift of eternal life. This life right here, bro, is literally a shadow. It's literally just a projection of like what afterlife in heaven is, right? But it's not all the way. It's not the devil in it. It's not people's human nature. It's not something. But in heaven, that doesn't exist. In heaven, it's just eternal. If you're in your life and you say, you know, no, I know the truth, I don't care, I don't pretend to be a piece of crap, I'm going to keep envying, I'm going to keep being lustful, I'm going to keep being prideful, I'm going to keep being arrogant, I'm going to be a great school, right? I don't want to be. But like, Because you are literally receiving eternal glory, right? And it says in the Bible, it is easier for a camel to open the eye of a needle than for a rich man to inherit the kingdom of God. Because how the hell is a rich guy living in the Bible suite to be living going to literally get rid of all his possessions and changing? We live in a physical world because he's being healed to be deceived, right? That's what faith comes in. You know, you gotta have, that's where your faith has to be so strong. Your faith has to be unshakably, unbounded, to where you are feeling the green way of your past life for the faith of knowing that God is going to give you. I mean, just picture.
Eternal goatedness.
Imagine that.
Eternal goatedness.
I want that more than anything I have in this world, bro. I want that. I put that above. I put God above my wife. I put God above my family. I put God above myself, bro. I put God above everything. Because when you find, like, when you literally learn the truth, bro, and you see and you feel the Holy Spirit literally engulf you, bro, dude, I can't even explain to you what's happened, bro. I fully surrendered myself to God, bro, to the point where I have somehow, when I started the spiritual journey, bro, I literally got it to be impossible, bro. I thought it to be impossible with the things I was dealing with and the things that I was feeling, the things that I was doing, bro. I was like, there is no way that I would be able to put all that back, like, to get rid of all that, bro. There's no way, right?
Yeah.
And the more I fasted, the more I prayed, the more I've been reading the Bible nonstop, bro, for months. Every day, bro. I spend every day at work clearing my line and reading the Bible for like 10 minutes. Clearing my line, reading the Bible for another 10 minutes. And I've been doing that every day for the last, like, I don't even know how long, bro. And I'm right now to the point, bro, dude, I'm quitting smoking weed right now for God. Like, I know he doesn't really need me to, but I'm literally just... I don't know what it is. I feel like I owe God so much, bro, that I'm literally...
Cuddy said he's going to stop cheating.
Bro, I haven't smoked today. I'm starting today.
Swear.
Dude, I can't explain it to you, dude. I don't feel the need to smoke. I don't feel the need to drink. I haven't watched porn in months, dude. Like, actually done it. I haven't... Dude, like, just think of everything in that a possible human could have of sin in their life, bro. I have gotten rid of it, dude, and I literally thought it'd be impossible, bro. Things you wouldn't even imagine. Things that were so deep into my heart, bro, like lust. Like, bro, you don't know this, but, like, us growing up in Portland in the ghetto like we did, as little kids, bro, like, in those apartments under the bridge, bro, like, I saw and experienced so much bad shit that you don't even know because you were fucking, like, 6 months old. I was 4 and 5 years old, bro. I was an innocent child, literally just taking in ghetto Portland apartment shit, bro. Dude, I was doing things with, like, dude, like, it's fucked up, bro. Like, I was 6 years old already knowing about sex and wanting sex and trying to do stuff with girls my age. At 6 years old, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Five years old. Ask mom and dad, bro. Don't ask them, actually. Don't bring this up. But, bro, when I was, like, 5 years old, mom and dad literally caught me, like, doing stuff with girls.
Bro,
it's so deep that you just wouldn't even
Is that the time when you were showering with the girl or something? Or is that different? You're so sick.
Oh, my God.
I'm fucking dead. No, that's crazy. Damn, it doesn't. Now that you hit 30, though, it doesn't sound that crazy.
No, but I was 20 and she was 38.
Damn, you guys already been together 10 years, bro. What the fuck?
But, bro, that's besides the point. Let me get to the actual shit. When you are fucking 6 years old, bro, and you discover sex, and, dude, by the time I was like 12, bro, I was addicted to porn. It gagged off because of me.
That's so funny, bro.
Bro, it's fucked though, bro, because I went through my whole life, like, literally. But here's where it gets really fucked up.
Bro, but think. Bro, like, I get what you're saying, and. Trust me, I understand, bro, because I basically went through the same shit, like, maybe a little bit differently, but it was the same, pretty much, bro. Because think about, bro, I lost my virginity at 12 years old, bro. I got my first real nut at 12 years old, bro.
Right, and what I'm saying is, when you start that young, bro, you have more time for it to already be there and develop.
And it fucks with you, you're right.
So by the time you get to where you're supposed to developing it, you already have way too much, but then you need more, you need different. You know what I'm saying? That's why I like older women, because I'm like, dude, I don't fucking, like, stuff with girls my age doesn't do anything. I need more, right?
Teddy fucks with the rucas.
Bro, it's bad, because it's bad, dude, but luckily the power of God has helped me, but dude, like, even in school, bro, like, I don't even know how I would pass my school shit, bro, because I would just sit there and just fantasize
the teacher.
but, like, the entire time, like, I think me being smart is what saved me, because I didn't have to try in school, bro. All that shit was so easy to me, I didn't have to try, and I didn't even learn. I would just sit there and fuck. I had hot-ass English teachers, hot-ass fucking science teachers, and I have an unfathomable burning desire for older women.
Who was your hot English teacher, bro?
Miss Church. Oh, dude, Miss Church, bro.
Miss Church. I think I remember her, bro.
She was my type. Like, she, you know, she was a big, thick, long, black-haired woman. But that was my type. That's not the point, bro. The point is, when you start at such a young age, like 5 or 6 years old, bro, by the time you're a fucking teenager, you're like, you know,
yeah, it's your
boss. Like, you're just addicted. Dude, ain't I feel like addicted to sex, basically. You know? Like, when I met Amy, bro, like, I'm not going to even detail or anything, but, like, we've done it almost every day for the last 10 years.
There's been, like, maybe a couple of days here and there throughout all those years.
Like, you know, maybe she was not feeling good on her period or something. There's a few times we might go 2 days or something, right? Maybe 2 or 3 days. 3 days at most. But that's the kind of level of fucking fucked up shit in my head, dude, is where I was addicted that bad.
For real.
Right? And on top of that, I developed a lot of fucked up fetishes, bro. A lot of fucked up fetishes. Because when you start that young, and you want more, and more, and more, and more, and more, dude, that's why there's dudes out there that fucking worship feet. Because they, whatever fucked up shit happened to them. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, yeah, it's always something, bro.
But dude, the power of God, bro, to where your life transforms, to where you literally think, is possible, because if you want to be have enough faith, bro, you can move that little mountain. And that's all I know.
Thank you for calling Johnson Property Services. We're unavailable to take your call at this time.